increasingly as the session goes on. Hopefully I will too, so that I can teach them meta. And what do you want me to say about meta? It's just such a wonderful practice. It's a practice so many people neglect to give sufficient importance to. They think of it as something to do when the other practices don't work, or something to fill in the gaps with, but it's actually a major, major practice. Somebody yesterday said that they do metta and then later in the day, mindfulness and samatha. But metta is mindfulness and samatha. Mindfulness and samatha can be infused with loving kindness. That's one way to practice. But actually, here we do the cultivation of metta. So we give a whole session to specifically directing our mind towards thoughts of loving kindness and really increasing the I suppose developing the pattern of thinking in terms of loving kindness, so that the thoughts of loving kindness more readily arise, and that gives rise to the feelings and the emotions of loving kindness, which are easier to tap into. So it all works together. The Eightfold Path's amazing. You know, it starts with right view, which is some appreciation of suffering and the fact that it has a cause and that it's universal and that there is a way out and there is a path towards the end of suffering that takes you all the way out to complete unconditional happiness and peace. And knowing how much suffering there is simply in being alive, existential suffering that we can't avoid. If we really understand that and understand that that is ubiquitous and universal, then the natural response is compassion and loving kindness. So when we have that understanding, that wisdom in our hearts, even a little bit, and the deeper it goes, of course, the more likely we are to approach life, approach each other, approach ourselves and our experiences with more loving kindness, more understanding and empathy, more goodwill, more gentleness as well, and forgiveness when we make mistakes or when things aren't quite the way we want them to be. And of course, this starts to clear up some of the hindrances. It makes our actions of body and speech more likely to be based on loving kindness. So our virtue improves. Because our virtue improves, we have better sense restraint. We see what our mind is up to. You know, we can spot when it's going in unwholesome ways that cause harm to ourselves and potentially cause us to do things that are unskillful by body and speech. And then that feeds the mindfulness. So mindfulness increases because we're not, you know, so kind of lost in a whole, what do you call that thing, whirlpool of negativity that just takes us down. And because our mindfulness is already brighter when we sit down to meditate, of course, we have the mindfulness that's actually effective, not just being aware of all the hindrances and defilements, but actually being so aware that we stop them coming in and we're able to increase the wholesome states, which again leads to more metta, right? We're able to increase our capacity to develop metta and develop other wholesome states that lead towards stilling the mind. So that is how the Eightfold Path works in a nutshell, and how these things all relate together. So with loving kindness infused into our mindfulness, kind of carried in the mindfulness, it's almost like having a kind of antiviral or a preventative medicine that actually discourages the enemies to meditation, the hindrances from coming in. So today we will practice loving kindness as a cultivation. And we may use some thinking. If that doesn't work for you, reduce it, reduce the thinking, drop down to a single word or a nudge, a little nudge to remind yourself to stay on that topic, on that theme. And if at any time it feels just too forced or it feels like it's not working for you in some way, then default back or just default to having metta as a way of relating to whatever arises. So we're not trying to create a feeling of metta. We're trying to use our wisdom and awareness and compassion to have a softer and more wholesome relationship with what's arising in our mind. Okay, so let's just begin and we'll see what happens. So please have a little stretch and gradually, gradually allow yourself to withdraw from staring at the screen and all the different sense impressions you've encountered so far today. Have another sip of water or tea. And see if when you do close your eyes, you can retain that sense of being here with spiritual friends. So you are secluded, but happily so. Secluded in the presence of beings who wish well for themselves and for you, for one another. Beings who are practicing along with you, so you don't have to do all the work. You can, to some extent, be carried by the energy of the group. And knowing that many of us are weary, including myself, and being aware that sometimes meditation can feel like another task to do, I'd like to invite us today to see if we can open up to receiving loving kindness. By beginning to sense into the room, maybe the quietness of the space you're sitting in, the safety that you have in your life, that you have right now, at least physical safety is there. Just consciously bringing that to mind. And seeing if you can sense that connection to others here. Perhaps you're sitting with someone in your room, maybe the cat, but you're connected to the community here as well. Here at Anacampa Grove and around the world. And just bring your awareness to your body. Perhaps a general sense of body sitting. Feeling the shape of your body, the extremities, the skin. And the atmosphere around you, containing you, protecting you. Holding you so you don't need to use much muscle strength. Noticing that you are supported by the ground. You can feel that rootedness of the buttocks, the legs, the thighs, feet on the ground. And the uprightness of your spine. So allowing the ground to hold your weight, allowing the spine, the skeleton, to just rest upright. And the muscles to relax, release any tension, any tightness. To just hang loosely from this incredible skeletal system. And the head, the skull, to just gently balance on the neck, fully supported. So your head becomes weightless, and the muscles in the face can gently soften and release. I'm even noticing my scalp tingling and releasing, the skin becoming looser, the temples and brow softening, the cheeks and jaw relaxing. So awareness spreads from the top of the head through your face, your neck, your shoulders, down the arms to the fingers and fingertips. Through your torso. Allowing this gentle awareness to just spread through your torso like a gentle mist or fluffy cloud. Spreading into all the little nooks and crannies, all the areas of tightness. Contraction, maybe emotional feelings of anxiety. Imagine this very gentle mist of kindness rushing over those areas, soaking through, softening everything up. And this misty awareness, soft but penetrative, soaking through your back, through all the tiny muscles, the vertebrae, perhaps into the organs inside, around the ribcage, the waist. And across the lower back to your buttocks, your hips. Once again, feeling that support, stability, your body connected to the chair or the ground. And just lightly feeling in to your thighs, noticing the skin of the thighs and all the muscles inside. Just lightly moving into the knees, giving the knees and all those little ligaments, cartilage, joints, tendons, allowing them to relax. Moving down into your lower legs, the calves and the shins, down to the ankles. Into your feet, the heels, the soles, the bridge of the feet, and each and every toe. So your feet are surrounded in cotton wool, soft, released. Not needing to bear your weight. Allowing your body to feel light, like a gentle mist. And allowing your mind to rest anywhere that feels easy. It could be the general sense of the whole body or particular body parts, maybe the chest area, maybe palms, the soles, the skin. Could be tingling on the head, the top of the head. Wherever there's a pleasant or neutral, gentle feeling, allow the mind to rest there for a while. Perhaps connecting to your breathing. So you're breathing in kindness into that part of the body, maybe into your whole body through that part, through your skin, through your hands, through your heart. Just soaking it in. Imagining all the wonderful, compassionate, kind beings that you've known in your life, or maybe a teacher, a spiritual figure or archetype that represents loving kindness and compassion. Could be the Buddha himself. Imagine him sitting in the midst of all of us here. And we're just breathing in that kindness, allowing the whole body to be soaked through with the unconditional kindness around us, surrounding us. All we have to do is receive. We don't need to force the breath to come in. We just allow the body to be breathed by this breath suffused in kindness, carrying the metta, the love that surrounds us. or that you imagine surrounding you right now? How would that feel if someone were regarding you with unconditional love, and all you had to do was receive? If you notice any resistance, just let it be. You can only resist for a while. Just let the metta flow over those areas or parts of your emotional world. So the metta swirling around, just gently, delicately, coming close. As you continue to relax and soften your body, imagining your body porous, permeable, as light as mist, as this beautiful, loving breath soaks through every cell. If it helps, you might imagine this loving breath carries a message, a well-wishing of a deeply compassionate person towards you. A message that expresses your own deepest wish for yourself. Verbalized or subverbal. Whatever works for you. Really take in the love, well wishing, pure wish for your happiness, your freedom, your peace. And as you take in this loving kindness through your breath, allow it to suffuse your body and mind. You notice that that breath is also flowing out. So allow the outgoing breath to carry the same loving kindness towards everyone here. Everyone in this room or virtual room. Breathing in, allowing unconditional love to come in. With the out-breath, allowing it to go back and mingle among us. Sharing this gift. Carrying your own benevolence, message of love, peace, and well-wishing to everyone around us, everyone in this virtual Zoom room right now. You don't have to make any effort, it just flows out by itself. perhaps you notice the particular quality of metta that's being shared, maybe encapsulated by a single word such as peace, love, safety. Maybe it's just a feeling beyond the realm of language or words. Now continuing to allow these feelings to spread. You breathe in, breathe out. Notice this energy just keeps on expanding to beings in every direction. An energy of kindness, abundant, exalted, without hostility, without ill will. Being shared from this deep, powerful source of love and kindness and spreading throughout this world to human beings, known and unknown, different genders, races, different parts of the world. Beings who are happy, beings who are hurting in some way. This metta just keeps spreading indiscriminately across the world. Bringing a gentle, loving, healing mist of kindness. Carrying the message of peace. all human beings and all animals too. The small, the tiny, great, the large. They too receive this loving kindness as they breathe in and spread loving kindness as they breathe out. All beings, all living, breathing beings, breathing in love, breathing out goodwill. All beings connected in love. And the tiniest little insect, tiniest fish, breathing through their gills, to the largest animals in the jungles, perhaps beings in other realms as well. Imagine all beings breathing together in safety, in love, in peace. All conflict, all war ceased for a while as love takes over and heals the pain. Pain of conflict and divide. So all beings breathe gently, kindly together. Our enemies as well as our friends. Breathing with those who see differently from us. Breathing with those that may have disappointed us. Breathing with those beings we may not even know exist. All beings connected. This powerful source of love. Sabbe satam, sabbe panam, sabbe bhutam, sabbe pugalam. Sabeata bhava pariyapana. Sabaitiyo. Sabe purisa. Sabe ariya. Sabe anariya. Sabe deva. Sabe manusa. Sabe viniparika. Awe vahontu. Abhyapacha hontu. Aniga hontu. Sukhiyatanam pariharantu. Dukkham bhunjantu. Yada lada sampatito. Mave gacchantu. Kamasaka. Sadhu means very good. It's nice to see you all again, who we've been breathing with. That's really interesting for me. I don't know where this is going to go when I start. I have no idea. But it was really nice to imagine all the beings breathing together, because actually, wow, actually all we are is a single breath at any one time. We can just breathe in harmony, like just for a moment. It felt really nice. I don't know if that worked for anyone else. I just kind of make it up. So anyway, I hope that there's another way that you can maybe play with in your own practice. Somehow I just wanted to be able to receive myself today, because I don't feel I have a lot of energy to put out, but then the breath can carry the energy. If we can get into that gentle energy, that loving energy, it's like, oh, I don't have to do very much. So anyway, we have a few minutes to reflect back and share any thoughts or perceptions or questions around that. And yeah, how do you feel right now? You can write in the chat a single word or two. See if you can get a feely-feely feeling rather than an evaluative one. And you notice love and tenderness, karma stilled. Excellent. And you also have a chance to raise your hand if you wish, or write in the chat any question or comment. Very relaxed, soothed and relaxed. Excellent. A lot of gratitude. Great. Possibly a gentler kind of metta today. Very peaceful, grounded, flexible. Thank you for a lovely meditation. Very peaceful and relaxed. Warm, loving, safe. Feeling still was in doing. Now being softer. Thank you so much. Feeling joyous, subtle joy, soft and peaceful. I love these words. I should just sit here and do a meditation where I repeat these words. Soothing, grounded. Thank you. I might do that this afternoon, actually, potentially. One of my very favorite meditations ever, and I haven't found it online, but it's on my very, very old iPod, which barely works. But it's this beautiful meditation where Bhante Sujiva, who's a very nice Malaysian monk, basically goes through the qualities of Nibbana, and he just says them. And he ends up just saying the word peace. Ajahn Brahm's done that before too. Peace. Peace. peace, like this. Ah. But when Ajahn Vance says that, ah, I go kind of woo. So peaceful. It's like really powerful. So anyway, we'll see what happens later today, because we have the online Vesak, 3:30 p.m. UK time. In Perth, that's about 10:30 p.m., isn't it? It's a bit late. But if you still want to join that, you can. Oh, your softness was lovely. I feel more gentle with myself. And Kim said that I had an unfamiliar sense of freedom. Excellent. And someone else, I had a feeling of expansiveness. Excellent. How is my headache? Yeah, good question. Still perceptible, but a lot softer. A lot softer, actually. I like to sort of imagine myself just like as a mist, the body just as a mist, and then it's easy, it's very receptive, isn't it, to breathing in breath, which is also like a mist. Oh, wish you well. My iron gets low when drinking tea. You are right about that. But caffeine prevents the absorption of iron, yes. I do drink some tea. Look, it's a lot more complicated than this, but anyway. If only it could be fixed by one extra cup of tea or one less cup of tea, eh? Chronic conditions are very complex. They need people who've been studying these things for decades. And even then, it's an exploration. But I really appreciate your care. I do have low iron. So, but yeah, with my condition, you also can't eat too much iron because it feeds the bacterial overgrowth. So it's a delicate thing. Right, there's a hand raised. You have like 2 minutes to go before we're going to end up, but we'll just squeeze you in.
Thank you, Venerable. This passage from Majjhima Nikaya 56, the Upalisa Sutta, has inspired this reflection. What do you think, householder? The city of Nalanda, thriving, prosperous, full of people and teeming with life. What do you think, householder? If a man came here with a sword in hand, could he in a single instant turn all these beings into a single heap of flesh? No, Bhante. What do you think, householder? Suppose a renunciate or Brahmin came who had psychic power and mastery of the mind and said, with just one thought of ill will, I will reduce this whole city of Nalanda to ashes. Would he be capable of doing it? Yes, Bhante, not just one Nalanda, even 10 Nalandas he could burn to ashes with just one thought of hatred. From this, the Blessed One teaches of these three kinds of action by body, speech, and mind, it is mental action that I declare to be the most seriously blameworthy for unwholesome conduct, not so much bodily or verbal actions. As terrifying as this is, doesn't it also imply the opposite? If a single destructive intention could unleash catastrophic harm, then surely a single and vast benevolent mental intention, such as those found in like Ayakema's Sun in Your Heart Metta meditation, could become a cosmic act of merit. I was wondering if you could expand on this, Venerable, like how wonderful this Dhamma is, that like if we can visualize or you...
We have 2 minutes, Joseph. I'm actually winding up now, but thank you for that. Mm-hmm. And it's really true that a single thought of loving kindness is powerful and cuts through thoughts of ill will, and is much more powerful than thoughts of ill will, in the sense that it is closer to what we can feel and know is in line with Dhamma. It's more resonant with our humanity, and we know when we're off track. Human beings don't want to suffer, human beings want peace. So in that sense, when we offer ourselves thoughts of loving kindness, we actually soak it up. It takes a bit of practice though, because we've had a lot of thoughts of ill will towards ourselves even, but a single thought of loving kindness can do wonders. So, okay, is there still time? Do we usually do a Dhana talk or not? No. Maybe we just put links in the chat. Could we also put links in the chat for anyone who wishes to join the Vesak this afternoon? You still have time to register for that if you wish. There'll be myself and Ananda Bodhi, special guest, speaking about the Buddha's life and how inspiring that is and how we can use some of that inspiration in our own practice. And there'll be opportunity for some questions and some discussion together. All right. So I don't see any links. Oh, yeah, there are links. Is there the link? Could we potentially put the link for the registration this afternoon straight in the chat? Or otherwise, oh, yeah, thank you. You've done it. Yeah, you have to register. Of course, you can all join, but you have to register, and then I'll approve you, and then you'll get the link. You'll get the Zoom link. Okay. It's a security thing, so we can have anyone joining. We don't have to worry. They can only join with the link. Okay. So I'll unmute you now, and we can wave goodbye. I'll say goodbye.